You're listening to TF Talk News, part of the TF Talk network of podcasts and live streams, where we give you the most relevant current stories in your fandom and more, all within 30 quick minutes or less. I'm your host, Mr. Starscream, and I'll be your guide to everything worth talking about that transformed since last episode. Discover more of our great shows at tftalk.net and follow us on social media channels at TFYLP. Mr. Starscream here with another smattering of current events affecting those of you currently locked down in Transformer Land. The offices of Hasbro and other organizations, large and small, may be completely devoid of human life forms, but I have a large stockpile of Korostop. Just in case I come down with a killer case of cosmic rust. Time to take a look at listener feedback. And it looks like there isn't any, so...
You've got mail.
Wait, what? Wow. Well, looks like longtime listener Neuro got in a listener email seconds before I finished recording this episode. Dang. Now I have to read it. Can you include the fact that people are petitioning to bring Beast Wars 2nd and Neo to the USA? Here is the petition link. That's not quite what I was expecting, Neuro, but if I must... Apparently, this petition is being held in order to let Hasbro know that hordes of ravenous fans are clamoring for a US-English subtitled release of the Japan-only Beast Wars 2nd and Beast Wars Neo anime cartoons from the 90s. Many of the other Japanese-only TV shows have made this jump, but not these two outliers. This petition on change.org has been live for almost 24 hours and has a whopping 94 signatures. Wow, I think you guys are really moving the needle here. Anyways, if you want to see or support this petition for yourself, I made a vanity bit.ly link at bit.ly/BeastWarsNeoTFTalk, all one word. Get in there and sign it for yourselves. Don't forget, you can send any comments or feedback to tftalknews@tftalk.net. It's going to be a pretty meaty episode, so I better jump into the new product reveals spiel right now. I've been sounding the alarm episode after episode, but we finally got the price and release date for the second Transformers Masterpiece Atmos crossover. Designated MP10DC Convoy Duck Camo version, this exotic redeco of the lovable MP10 mold will be released on March 26th for the price of 19,000 yen, or around $170 plus tax. The figure is part of a larger package called the Duck Camo Atmos Capsule Collection. Other items being released are a few new pairs of shoes, as expected, some Duck Camo logo tees, and a few bag-like accessories, all of which sport the distinctive duck camo pattern. Unless the place you're currently hunkered down in happens to be on the mainland of Japan, you're going to have to get this via the aftermarket. The figure will be available on Thursday, March 26th, at most, but not all, Atmos store locations. Atmos's press release for the Duck Camo Capsule Collection states the items will be made available online as well, but it's unclear when this will happen, because it says Saturday, March 26th, which seems like a typo, since that day doesn't exist. It's also not likely that orders can be made to ship outside of Japan, but I'm not saying that with 100% certainty. It is not known how many of these items have been produced, so it's hard to make an educated guess as to whether this will be an immediate sellout or easier to get after its release. Good luck, flesh bags! Another big masterpiece reveal that was near and dear to my heart this week was the confirmation of the next Masterpiece movie toy, MPM-10 Starscream! This listing was found on foreign toy store sell sheets with a price tag of 20,000 yen, take that, Duck Camo Convoy, and a release of September of this year. With a price tag like that, expect this figure to be similar in size, build, and complexity to MPM-8 Megatron, which was exceptionally large. Will we see this figure in the flesh soon? You can count on that. As long as San Diego Comic-Con isn't canceled. Earthrise Leader Class Double Dealer was shown for the first time at New York Toy Fair this year, but the official in-package stock photography hit the internet this week. His packaging marks him as a Decepticon, but the figure has his Autobot symbols front and center in the box. The stock photo showed the variety of alt modes this toy has up its sleeves and highlights the versatility of the mold. So just who might this figure be redecoed into? Cybertron Defense Red Alert, anybody? From Transformers licensee Super 7 comes final product photos of Wave 2 of their garish, hate-it-or-love-it, retro-centric Reaction G1 Transformers line. Wave 2 features 8 new bots, split down the middle between Autobots and Decepticons. You can find final images of Grimlock, Mirage, Skyfire, and Alpha Trion, along with Insecticon, Shrapnel, Astrotrain, Shockwave, and Rumble on the net. I'll let you do a Google search yourself to see what color Super 7 decided to make that guy. Expect these to hit specialty retail next month. And that's it for this week's reveals. If you think we missed anything, you can send a strongly worded letter to me at tftalknews@tftalk.net. And I'll make sure to file that away in my stuff to read later inbox. There's lots of new stuff on the shelf this week, so we'll try to plow through it all like Devastator through the walls of Autobot City. A lot of figures were released in Japan this week amidst the global situation causing delays for many manufacturers. Chief among them is MP38 Plus Burning Convoy. This red translucent Optimus Primal redeco is pretty interesting and represents a pivotal moment in the Japanese Beast Wars 2nd anime. This figure was not available on Amazon Japan like many other Masterpiece releases, and depending on where you pre-ordered it, it may come with a metal MP38 Plus pin. Another Takara Tomy Mall exclusive released this week was SG-06 Siege Nemesis Prime, an exclusive release to Japan that many forgot about, even though I mentioned it in the last two episodes. If you didn't pre-order this figure at all in the last 9 months, well, you done goofed! The deco looks awesome, and the teal metallic Decepticon symbol on the shoulder is just icing on the Robo cake. The latest wave of Studio Series Deluxes has been trickling out during the past week. This includes Jeep Bumblebee, Wrecker Roadbuster, and the Jet version of Shatter, who appears to be a much more well-designed toy than her car version from last year. The Harrier Jet appears to sport a complex transformation that results in a very small amount of undercarriage kibble. Studio Series Shatter is now the hallmark for all aspiring Jetformers going forward. Check your local Walmarts or Targets to see if this wave has hit near you. That is, if you are willing to risk contamination by leaving the house. TF Talk does not condone breaking of quarantine to go toy hunting. Don't be a dummy. In a shocking discovery, the Walmart-exclusive Netflix Siege toys were sighted in Canada just yesterday. It wasn't the entire toy line, but both of the Voyager gift sets were out on shelves for about $60 Canadian. Megatron and Hotlink both include two exclusive Battlemasters, and both of these sets look very well done. With pre-orders on Walmart.com sold out for most of the interesting toys, Canadians should be feeling extra lucky, since those pre-orders in the USA won't be shipping until April 1st. Unless... April Fools! Maybe I'll make a run for the Canadian border. Closed. I have some release delays to inform you of as well. The final set of Seacons was delayed by a week in Japan, so expect to see those popping up on your Instagram feeds in a few days. Also, Hasbro Pulse informed those that pre-ordered the 3-0 premium-sized Bumblebee or the deluxe-sized Nemesis Prime figures that they will have their release pushed back until June due to COVID-19-related delays. And our final on-the-shelf story is a bit of an anomaly. Apparently a member of TFW 2005 posted photographs of an alternate face sculpt assembled onto his in-store purchased Earthrise Starscream. This head had a wide-mouthed, screaming face that many are surmising is related to his death in the Transformers animated film. Yes, Factory errors have popped up in the past, but I, Mr. Starscream, am a bit skeptical of this discovery. The user in question is a longtime customizer, and as of yet, no other examples of this mistake have been found. I guess time will tell, but I would never be caught dead with that expression on my face if I could ever help it. If you find one, be sure to share the news, but I wouldn't just go saddling up just in case this is a wild goose chase. So that's a lot of stuff to cover this week after our abridged episode last week. We hope you are ready for more, though, because after this word from our new sponsor, we'll be talking about where to get some deals and covering the best reveals from the TFCon online-only third-party panel that aired just this afternoon.
Have you experienced Big Ten Robot toys and collectibles? If not, you need to know about their incredible selection of vintage and modern toys, spanning all genres across 5 decades. Not just boys' toys, but girls' toys too. Big Ten Robot acts modest, but they maintain fair pricing and fast but careful shipping services. Just between you and me, their secret weapon is one of the most knowledgeable toy minds in the business. New items are added daily to the inventory, so there's new stuff to see every time you visit the site. Speaking of the site, you can find it by going to bit.ly/BigTenRobot. That's bit.ly/BigTenRobot, all one word. Big Ten Robot Toys and Collectibles, the robot workshop where our worker bots rebuild the joys of yesteryear, cleaning, sorting, and prepping used toys for sale. bit.ly/BigTenRobot.
Thanks to Big Ten Robot for jumping into our sponsor spot this week. And as a special gift from them, they've offered a 10% off coupon to TF Talk News listeners by using coupon code Mr. Starscream. That's letter MR Starscream, all one word. For even quicker application of the code, you can visit bit.ly/BigTenStarscream and the coupon code will be automatically applied to your order at checkout. See how slick Cybertronian technology can be? If you check out Big Ten Robot's selection and still can't find anything that wets your whistle, then you might want to check out some of these deals that are going on right now. The biggest no-brainer of all time is currently a pricing error on Amazon.com for Studio Series Leader Constructicon Overload, which is priced at $29.99 and has a limit of 3. Who knows how long this price will last, and it's almost as good as the Target deal from a few weeks ago, in case you missed that. Bluefin is continuing to run a really great sale on the Flame Toys Furei model kits. If you've been wanting to check out some of these build-it-yourself non-transforming action figures, this is your chance! All Transformers are buy one, get one half off, and in addition, they have a Seeker bundle of Skywarp and Thundercracker for just $50. Check out bluefinbrands.com to see for yourself. And since we were all planning to be partying in Orlando right about now, you should know that some of the exclusive third-party items planned for that show are currently available for sale online through Toy Dojo and Ages 3 and Up. The two toys available are the Azalea Protoform Deco and RMX 14 Dokut, which is a shattered glass Ravage Deco of the larger cassette Jaguar toy. Both of these were highly anticipated pickups at TFCon Orlando, and these two buddy websites are giving disappointed fans a chance to get them before they're gone. Without TFCon Orlando, a giant void has been left for the third-party transforming robot lovers out there. Usually at TFCon, a main draw is a panel coined the third-party panel, where scrappy companies from across the globe showcase their latest and greatest renders, gray models, and sometimes fully finished action figures in slide form. This panel, hosted by our favorite Canadian, Ryan Sheehy, was reborn earlier today on the TFCon Facebook page in the form of a live stream video. This can be viewed by visiting that page, and we suggest you do so. For now, I'll discuss the revealed items which I deemed fit to cover. The most striking thing I noticed was how many Bumblebee movie figures are coming in the pipelines. The movie is over a year old, and because Hasbro botched that toy line so bad, third-party companies are filling the gorges left in their wake. Zeta Toys is making a transforming Blitzwing called ZV-02 Flash. The toy looks incredibly faithful to the film, and even sports the landing gear toes and a double opening cockpit. The figure appears to be highly articulated and may stand about the same height as the 3A non-transforming figure. Wow. No idea when this figure is expected to release. Third-party company Lemon Tree is also blasting out a variety of 6-inch transforming Bumblebee movie designs, including Cybertronian Starscream, Soundwave, Shockwave, Ironhide, and Squidhead Armada Thrust. With the Seeker mold on the way, you can expect about 15,000 different versions of all the Seekers seen in the opening sequence of the Bumblebee film. In the tried-and-true G1 realm, Fans Toys came out swinging with the rebirth of FT-02 Acoustic Wave. I guess 7 years is long enough since MP-13's release to finally bring this guy out of the vault. Apparently, through the use of interchangeable parts, you can have this third-party Soundwave look like the cartoon aesthetic or a more toyetic depiction. What good is Soundwave without his party pals, though? 4 Cassetticons will be following their leader as a separate release called FT-02B. Each of the Cassetticon designs seem to utilize the best of all their predecessors' tricks, like ground pounders that can attach to the Frumble's arms, and wings that have a wide range of mobility for Laserbeak. The Ravage cassette design looks to potentially be the best executed of any Masterpiece-level Ravage, third-party, official, or otherwise. All we saw were gray models thus far, so keep on the lookout for the final painted samples coming soon. Also included in Fan Toy Slides was a second edition of Tesla with some upgrades, a brand new Minibot Huffer with all the fixins, and a shockingly awesome Jazz Toy as FT-48. There have been a couple impressive Masterpiece-style Jazz action figures, but this one looks near flawless. The car silhouette is perfect, and the robot mode hits all the right notes to make a grown man sing. Just where are the door wings, though, dog? I was hoping to see a little more of the gargantuan FT-40 Fortress Maximus in this panel, but he was as invisible as their reveal of a new Mirage. I guess we'll keep waiting for the next panel. The biggest yawns of this third-party panel were upgrade kits for Double Evil from Fans Hobby, a dirty redeco of Gigapower's Masterpiece Dinobot Slag, and another Predaking coming from Kang Toys. And that's a wrap for third-party reveals for 2020. Oh dear, I think I'm forgetting about the infection in my cells. We can't leave without commenting on the crown jewel of this slideshow, the controversial yet beautiful Cell by Studio 01. At least that's what we were calling it a few weeks ago. According to panel host Ryan Sheehy, this company wants to remain anonymous because they already got their wrist slapped once by Hasbro and are throwing caution and probably thousands of dollars of potentially lost tooling costs to the wind and releasing it anyway. These guys are so clever. Anyway, the toy is massive, and Ryan was one of the first Americans to get a chance to check out this toy firsthand. As expected, the figure does come with planet rings and a beautiful Unicron head that is fully detachable. There is hardly any planet kibble, save for the back of the legs and feet. The toy has a great amount of articulation. Many of the spikes can be folded down on hinges, and there are a variety of accessories for the planet mode that give a variety of display options. One of the most notable features was how the gravity beam cones have slits on the sides of them that are completely functional for displaying the planet mode vertically. The slits actually allow the rings to pass through seamlessly. Very cool! So will this toy see the light of day? Well, it certainly appears so. And now that the robot head is out of the bag, we'll all have to hold our breath to see if this release squeaks by the powers that be or heads on its way to oblivion. Thanks to the staff at TFCon for going above and beyond and providing these resources to fans that would have been at the show if it hadn't been canceled. An announcement for the next USA TFCon was also made today, and it will be in Chicago on October 23rd and 25th at the Crown Plaza. As if you thought it was going to be anywhere else, get real. This is the same location as the last TFCon in Chicago. You'll definitely see Mr. Starscream at this one, and hopefully the rest of the gang at the TF Talk Network. Maybe Rick will finally get his wish and everyone can record an episode in person with their shirts off. if only I wore shirts in the first place.
The TF Talk Network exists due to the efforts of an enthusiastic collection of Transformers fans across North America and beyond. Check out our variety of shows like Microcasters, Ouch My Wallet, Cut the Tape, and our flagship show featuring a rotating all-star cast, TFYLP, which has been running for over 10 years. The cast at the TF Talk Network is always growing, so if you have a desire to participate, reach out to us via any of our social platforms at TFYLP, or email us at tftalknews@tftalk.net. You can directly support our shows and keep us on the air by becoming a monetary supporter of TFYLP on Patreon. Donations through Patreon are used to cover production and server expenses that keep our shows running and are not distributed to the individual staff members. If you have any comments or feedback, you can email the show at tftalknews@tftalk.net, and we'd love to read some of your comments on the air.
1 week of quarantine down. How much longer I gotta do this?